Empty backfield once again. Daniels looking. Moving to his left. Under pressure. Stays on his feet. And now he throws to the end zone and is caught for a touchdown by McLaurin.
It's almost Kenny Albert season on Sunday afternoon. Won't be long before we're welcoming him back into our living room via our high-definition televisions. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condorian Murat. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration, they do whatever you need. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family. Schedule a consultation with them today, kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Where were you? What was your reaction when you saw that Terry McLaurin signed for 3 years and $96 million?
I at first thought, like any news that breaks now, is this a prank? Is this some link I'm supposed to click on where it's like, you suck, or like, you know, you clicked on this deal and it's a picture that's inappropriate for work or something to that effect? I then, of course, looked around a little bit. I saw enough people had it that I said, okay, this is very, very real. That's excellent news. It continued walking my 7-month-old around the neighborhood.
I was in the car with Chris Russell. We were on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway.
Come on.
Headed south from Baltimore. And I'm on my phone. I don't know what I was doing, texting somebody or looking something up. And I got a notification because I have Adam Schefter's tweets sent to my phone. And right away I saw, you know, breaking and McLaurin. And I thought, here we go.
Here we go.
And I just yelled out, McLaurin deal. And Russell's like, what? What happened? What? And then I like looked down and there it was. Schefter, who 1 hour earlier had said they're not near each other on the deal, that he hasn't heard that any progress has been made. He doesn't think any progress is being made. Now, Jordan Schultz broke it. He's very close, it seems like, with Buddy Baker and has had a lot of intel throughout the process. So kudos to him. But then really within 5 minutes, all of the national guys, the Pelisseros and the Rappaports, you know, they all got the group text and everybody was on that thing. Doesn't seem like the team has commented in any way. We've gotten the numbers from the McLaurin side of things. We've not gotten the team-friendly numbers yet, and we're awaiting the guaranteed money to see exactly what this looks like.
And my guess is, and I don't know anything, I haven't talked to anybody, but that's very much the, look at the biggest possible number, agent. That's how to sift through that, right? Where the agent wants everyone to know, my tactics, my techniques, my advice got us to this point of this unbelievable, huge, massive deal. The team doesn't care.
That's the agent's job.
That's their job.
I mean, that's not even a guess.
No, I wouldn't be critical of it.
But, right, but I'm just saying, you're saying your guess. I mean, that it came from the agent, so that's exactly what it was. That's what they do every single time. They're not going to tell you, hey, this is actually just a 2-year deal.
Yeah, it's going to revert to two and a little bit less.
$56 million.
And they can cut them whenever they want. No, but so the team is letting everybody, they're going, enjoy your time in the sun. That's kind of my read on it.
And normally, this is insignificant and doesn't matter. Like, we don't spend so much time. When Javon Kinlaw gets this massive contract, it isn't as big a deal as everyone makes it out to be. We don't necessarily just look right at the guaranteed money and talk about how the AAV is irrelevant. But this is different than that. This was quite literally the biggest stare down in the history of the team between a superstar, important leader in the locker room and the front office. We've never had anything drag out like this in real time, certainly in the modern era with social media. This is just, it hasn't happened. That's what's so amazing, by the way. McLaurin, the team guy, you know, the model citizen, the ultimate professional, is the first guy to do this. I mean, there's an irony to that that is, frankly, absolutely amazing. And it's not like he just chose to. It takes two to tango. Both sides were heavily involved here. The team could have just overpaid him and said, you earned it. They didn't. The player could have taken a hometown discount and said he wanted to hang around because playing with Jaden Daniels is going to be a godsend. He wasn't willing to do that either. And so the game of chicken began, but we're burying the lead, which is months of this story, and frankly, weeks of it leading and dominating our airwaves and any pixels about this team come to a close once and for all today, and thank goodness, because they've got 13 days, Danny, before they're playing a game that counts, that they've got to win as a 6.5-point favorite against a division foe at home.
Yeah. Got to get off to a good start.
You need that one, man.
The schedule don't get easy.
Schedule. 100%. Brutal schedule. Not early, necessarily. The first quarter is probably the easiest quarter, wouldn't you say?
If you're comparing on paper, yeah.
But the fact that you get to play the Giants in week one, the NFC East, remember, plays the two divisions this year where they had three playoff teams last year. AFC West, NFC North. They play both of those divisions this season. That's not fun. So you've got to beat the worst team in your division when you play them at home. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's week one. It's not ideal, but it's what has to happen.
Yeah, weird stuff happens. You haven't played well against the Giants in years. Even when you beat them twice last year, it was hairy both of those times. Again, neighbors makes the catch. Their kicker doesn't pull a hamstring or quad, whatever that was, pregame. Maybe you drop one, maybe both. Who knows? But it's imperative to get off to a good start because the vibes, despite the cloud of McLaurin, again, whoever you want to blame them, enjoy it, get mad, yell at me, yell at Grant, whoever you feel like yelling at. That's fine. But the cloud of it was kind of belying there's a lot of feeling of ourselves in terms of the fan base, maybe in terms of the organization, looking at the preseason that didn't really inspire a ton of confidence in terms of their performances or what they put on tape or playing a lot of guys, et cetera. Weird stuff happens in week one. An opponent that I think is going to be frisky, not good, but better than they were last year, certainly in terms of some competence and a defense that has given you some problems. That's a losable game, as is week two at Green Bay, a losable game on short rest. The point is, you don't have a lot of time if you want to go where everybody seems to think they can go to sort of go, oh, well, it's just week one. Oh, that's just week two. I was just really a 1-3 start. You don't have time for that. You cannot dig into holes with Kansas City and the Chargers and the Seahawks and Lions and Broncos and Vikings looming.
How different are your expectations with McLaurin back in the fold? That's the question for you right now on Grant and Danny at 800-636-1067. We're live all over the DMV on our flagship 106.7. We're live right now in Richmond for the next 3 hours, AM 910, FM 105.1. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream, which, by the way, is hopping today. So we appreciate everybody checking us out there. We do this every day from 2 to 6:30, so make this an appointment. Put it on the smart TV if you want to see our mugs. But how different do you feel about the offense? How different do you feel about the team's goals? I mean, my succinct answers on this would be the offense goes from average without him, and that's with Jaden Daniels making a bad group average, to above average immediately and a chance to be elite again. When you look at some of their yards per play, their points per drive metrics, some of the deeper dive numbers for them last year in EPA, this tandem, Daniels and McLaurin, was top three quarterback receiver in all of football. So I think that maybe it's not right away against the Giants, but when he has his sea legs under him, when he's in football shape, your offense has a chance to be special. If Deebo Samuel's healthy and Terry McLaurin is himself, I don't think you lost anything really in terms of the upside of your running game with Brian Robinson now in San Francisco officially traded over the weekend. So I feel like a solid offense got really good again because you have your best player who made all your biggest plays, literally not figuratively, last year in terms of yardage. And you've added the weapon that is Deebo at a great camp. Noah Brown looks like he's going to be ready for week one. If he could stay healthy, what an addition that would be. I mean, we've been thinking about this thing without him as well. He looked great running around at Northwest Stadium before the preseason game. How different do you feel about the goals? Well, without Terry McLaurin, I thought it was going to be really hard to make the playoffs. It would be Jaden Daniels' kind of heroic MVP-type effort to get you to 10 wins and the wild card. With McLaurin, this is a double-digit win playoff team for me. You know, he is worth a win and a half, too. I don't know what his war would be, but the idea of him making huge plays in a chunk yardage league and then not having him and not having anyone on the team that can replace him, it is a couple of win difference. So I would have gone from 8 or 9 wins without him to now 10 or 11 wins. I mean, that is the difference to me for this football team. So I've got them squarely in the playoffs. I don't think they win the division. I think Philly's better, but I like them as a wild card team. I like them with double-digit victories. And by the way, I don't think Saquon Barkley stays healthy all year. He had a massive workload, one of the larger touch totals we've ever seen.
Yeah, we've got a correlation there in historically, too, by the way, totally. When that happens. Yeah,
it's very rare you ever see a guy get as much work as he did last year playing all the way to the Super Bowl. It has almost never happened that the next year a guy plays in every game and stays healthy. So if he's not out there, all of a sudden the Eagles come back to the pack a little bit, and you wonder, how does Washington close the gap? There it is. But you needed McLaurin to be able to do that.